is an open house at KCAD. That's Kendall College of Art and Design of Ferris State University, doing great things in our own backyard. And I have a feeling my next guests will agree and most likely should agree. Let's talk about the open house and about what's happening on campus. KCAD Director of Admission Services, Shayna Hansma. Good morning to you, Shayna.
Good morning.
Dean of Academic Affairs, Stephen Halko. Good morning to you, Stephen.
Good morning.
All right, here we go. Shayna, you've been with the college, what, just over 10 years, and you're making sure students are getting admitted.
Yes, that's correct.
How are you doing?
We're doing good, yeah.
Nice. Stephen, tell me about your responsibilities as Dean of Academic Affairs. You're making sure kids are going to class.
I am, and I'm making sure that those classes are interesting and robust and super beneficial to prepare them for a career in the arts and design fields.
Nice. Well, I had a nephew who graduated several years ago, and he's doing very well as an employed creative artist. So thank you for doing that for Mr. Connor. So here we go. Let's talk about, first of all, follow my lead as we prepare our conversation for tomorrow's open house. There's never been a better time to pursue a creative education.
Absolutely. The focus on arts and design in career fields, emerging career fields, and in current career fields in West Michigan and beyond has never been so exciting. We have so many different programs at Kendall that prepare students for a variety of careers in the creative fields.
Nice. Critical thinking, problem solving, innovation, collaboration. What do your KCAD programs teach your students to do?
Our programs teach students how to think creatively, solve problems, communicate clearly, and most importantly, I think, collaborate across boundaries, because the careers of tomorrow are not going to be just one single field, but rather involve many different areas.
I'm going to ask the blunt question. Are there art teaching jobs out there?
Absolutely. We're finding that we don't have enough alumni to fill those positions.
And your design graduates, are you staying locally? Or are you heading out of our area?
I think it's a variety. We have a lot of students, alumni, who are staying locally and working within their creative fields. We also have students who are moving nationally and internationally.
Great. And back to the academic side of things, Stephen, if you would. Tell me more about how a student actually chooses his or her path.
Well, there are a lot of resources to help give them information about what they might want to do. And I know for sure when I was a student, it was really hard to decide what I wanted to do with the rest of my life, right? That's a lot of responsibility and pressure that we put on our incoming students. And so we really provide a robust system of support for them to understand the different career paths that they can pursue. Everyone who teaches at Kendall is an expert. We have expert faculty who are able to guide students and give them both practical skills and training, but also insight into what the different kinds of careers that students might go into entail.
I know not only directing Dean of Academic Affairs, but you also are continuing to practice fine artistry, profess in the drawing program, and more. Are you in the classroom as well, Shayna?
No, I am not.
Well, let's get you in the classroom. Oh. But you're on the radio. Let's talk about this open house tomorrow. Tell me about the expectation.
Yeah, I'm really excited about the open house. I work with a great group to plan this event, and we have about 4 hours that we are filling quite full of a lot of different activities that our guests can participate in. The event is from 1 until 5, but we encourage early arrival so that you can plan your visit and make sure to take advantage of everything. We'll have presentations from admissions and financial aid to the highlight is really getting into the academic programs and participating in demonstrations or workshops or some sort of activity that we're really excited about.
Exactly. I know you have several campuses. Where exactly do you want your guests to check in?
We have two buildings, and we have check-in in both buildings. So that's at the Woodbridge and Ferris building at 17 Pearl Street Northwest and the 17 Fountain Street Northwest building at the same address.
All right, Stephen, I'm looking, I'm going to probably be there for 4 hours. We've got learning about the history of fashion, seeing a bronze casting demonstration. Expand on some other activities.
Yeah, so one of the things that is really, I think, special about Kendall College of Art and Design is that we want the arts to be approachable and applicable. Arts are all around us, and our artists and designers are creating the world in which we live in and interact with every day. And so we don't want this to seem something that's not approachable. So we're going to have opportunities for our guests to come in and try things themselves. They can make their own sound effects in our audio lab, try laser cutting in the state-of-the-art Flex Lab, design a coffee table, something that we all interact with every day, make a photogram, try watercolor or digital painting. We have silk screening facilities where people can try out silk screening, and all the way down to just talking about color and designing a color palette.
And yes, it looks like a fun time will be had, but this is what one studies when he or she has that passion and that talent for the world of art, I trust. This is a tease of you better like this stuff, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I know, going into my own artistic career, the arts were something that really helped me understand and connect with all of so many facets of life, things that I thought about, things that I wanted to explore. And to be able to be in the classroom and help other students explore those things and learn about those things, and to now be the Dean of Academic Affairs and be able to oversee and help guide the college in that endeavor is just such a humbling and phenomenal experience. And I hope that our guests get a real sense of the joy that we all feel like at Kendall.
Talking all things Kendall College of Art and Design of Ferris State University. Certainly the open house tomorrow will get you in the door from 1 to 5. Shana, more on Kendall, if you would. There's an affordability piece here.
Yeah, we were a private school of art and design until 2000 when we merged with Ferris State University, and that really afforded us an opportunity to provide a much more affordable education to students in our community and beyond. We are considered a public university now, and through that, our tuition rates are really affordable compared to other conservatory schools of art and design.
Yes, there is alumni making their mark through the fields of art and design, such as, you went to Kendall?
No, I did not go to Kendall, but I got there as soon as I possibly could.
Good answer.
But I've been really fortunate to work with some phenomenal students over the years and just get to know them. For instance, one of our alumni, Annika Ingold, who was an MFA student, won the $50,000 Bennett Prize, the largest award ever given to a woman painter in America. We have students Sydney Tyree and Casey Newberg. They recently won a $15,000 Wingate Fellowship from the Center for Craft for 2 years in a row. And this is one of the largest, most competitive awards offered to art students in America. Alum Angela Two Stars recently won an Indigenous Public Art Commission and will have sculptures join the Walker Art Center's world-renowned collection of contemporary art. We are super proud of all of our students, and in particular, Nicholas Sanchez. His ballpoint pen drawings have been featured on Instagram, purchased by celebrities, and are in high-profile collections all around the world. And so not only do we value the arts and appreciate the arts and educate students in the arts, but I think our alumni prove that we really do set them up for success.
How exciting. Well, let's start, if you haven't already, by getting to know Kendall College of Art and Design of Ferris State University tomorrow. So, Shana, details one more time for the open house.
That event is tomorrow from 1 until 5. We have check-in beginning at 12:15 in the afternoon, and we hope to see you there.
Your final word, Steve?
I hope that everybody feels as welcomed and as excited about being at KCAD as I do every single day.
It's nice. KCAD Director of Admission Services, Shana Hansma, Dean of Academic Affairs, Stephen Halko, this open house tomorrow from 1 to 5. Have fun and design a coffee table or two. Take care.